Our children can leave quietly for Sunday school classes. Shiban can leave. Brothers and sisters at the back, please move up to the front, please. Before Brother Lin share God's words with us today, we will sing a hymn together. May the Holy Spirit prepare our hearts. 124首诗歌, we sing hymn number 124. Thy head once crowned with thorns. Selena will translate. Selena will translate.
Mm-hmm. 我跟弟兄姊妹讲新年快乐。
I have to greet everybody. Happy New Year.
多年前的时候，到过年就说恭喜发财。
Many years ago, when the New Year's came, we said 恭喜发财。
现在不讲恭喜发财了。
Now we don't say that.
因为发财不一定快乐。
Because to have money does not mean we'll have happiness.
所以许多人改了叫做新年平安。
A lot of we change it to New Year with peace.
平安乃是对着我们的地上有许多的波浪、有许多的危难来讲的，叫做平安。
Peace apply to our earthly turmoil every day.
但是我欢喜讲的新年快乐。
I want to say Happy New Year.
快乐有好几种。
Happiness comes in many forms.
你吃一餐很好的饭很快乐。
When you have a nice meal, you can be happy.
过了几个钟头已经饿了。
After a few hours, you'll be hungry again.
但我记得当我考取大学的时候非常的快乐。
And I remember when I was accepted in college, I was overjoyed.
大学毕业了也不过如此。
When I graduate, and that's it.
所以快乐并不是单单是物质的。
Happiness does not come in material form.
快乐不是单单是一时之间的成就。
And it's not one moment of accomplishment.
神给我们的快乐。
The happiness that the joy,
乃是荣耀的盼望。
The joy that God gave us is an eternal hope.
活着。
We live on this earth.
会遭遇到好多的艰难和困苦。
We will face many hardship and suffering.
但是这些艰难和困苦在我们身上累积下来了，就我们能够经历神的荣耀。
And all these sufferings will accumulate in us, so we can experience God's glory.
当我们在地上侍奉神的时候。
When we serve God on this earth,
我们很劳苦。
We will be work hard.
我有很多的难处。
And we have a lot of difficulties.
但是我们看见我们今天的劳苦，将来所得着的赏赐，才是我们真正的快乐。
Whatever we are going to accomplish in the future is our eternal joy.
所以我们所有的快乐是超过今天的。
And it is going to oversee what we have today.
我们有一次看到那个将来所有的享受。
We have to put our focus in our future.
所以我欢喜跟弟兄姊妹讲新年快乐。
That's why I want to say Happy New Year.
不是跟一年一年就过去了。
It's not because one year after another.
每一年在地上的生活都累积下来了，到那一天的时候。之后我们得到神的赏赐。
It is each year what we accumulate on this life that we are going to be rewarded.
这一次我过了一个非常有意义的新年。
I have a very meaningful New Year this year.
我那人和我一同到 Vancouver 去。
My wife and I we went to Vancouver.
我自己的长辈是有一对夫妻，是我的阿姨和姨夫还活着。
I have an elderly couple that is my aunt. They are still.
其他的长辈都已经过世了。
All the other elderly has been passed away.
我的姨夫98岁。
And he is 98 years old.
我那人吃饭跟他讲说，哎呦，你长命百岁了。
My wife told him that you're going to live to 100.
什么长命百岁？我只有两年，不止哦。
He said, "Well, I only have 2 years left. No, it's more than that."
所以说，哦，120岁不是长命百岁。
Okay, how about 120 years old?
我的姨夫实在是个很好的基督徒。
And he is a true Christian.
我姨母也是很好的基督徒。
And his wife too.
但是两个月前他摔了一跤。
But two years ago,
hip 摔坏掉了。
She broke her back.
做了手术。
And she went through surgery.
住在一个叫 daycare center.
And lived in a daycare center.
两个礼拜前又摔了一跤。
Two weeks ago,
右边又摔坏了。
And the rest.
所以我们这一次特为到 Vancouver 去看他们的夫妻。
Okay, we took this trip especially to go see them.
礼拜天我去参加聚会。
I went to a service on Sunday.
那个福州地方，那地方你怎么不告诉我们呢？
The brothers asked, "Why didn't you tell us?"
我说我不是来讲道的。
I'm not coming for.
我来看我的姨父姨母的。
I'm coming to look after my.
那么弟兄姊妹，我真是回想我今年过的新年。非常的有价值。
I realized that I have a very meaningful New Year.
当然相当的累哦，60个小时飞机去，6个小时飞机回来的。
It is very physically tiring for
主要就看我的姨父和姨母的。
Just to go see them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我也劝你们的。
I have to ask you guys.
你们有长辈有亲人还在世上的。
And if you have elderly and relatives,
能够有机会跟他们相聚，就是人生里头的大的福气。
If you have the chance to be with them, it's the most given gift.
那么好，今天我要跟大家来思想神的一个信息。
And today we're going to.Meditate on one of the messages.
那是主耶稣在十字架上所得的释放。
It's the freedom our Lord Jesus accomplished on the cross.
我不知道你们看到这个题目的时候觉得怪不怪。
I don't know how you feel after you look at the title.
一般释放乃至知道我们被罪恶的审判所捆绑。
Usually what freedom means, we are tied down with our sin.
所以我们一定有一天要受到神的惩罚。
One day we will be judged.
我们今天活着被罪恶的势力所捆绑。
Today when we are living, we are being tied up by whatever we face every day.
叫我们不能够做我们所不愿意做的事。
And we can't do what we don't want to do.
一个人都在捆绑的里面。
We are all bound or tied up by ourselves.
主耶稣怎么会受到捆绑？
Why was Jesus being strengthened or tied up?
全四福音的里面，主耶稣讲过一个非常特别的话。
In all of the four Gospels, Jesus has said something.
路加福音十二章五第五十节。
In Luke 12 verses 15.
我有当受的喜，我还没有成就，我是何等的困迫呢？
But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I strengthened till it will be accomplished?
中文翻了困迫两个字。
The translation in Chinese.
我们常常搞不清楚他讲的是什么。
We don't quite understand what it means.
你去看 King James version.
If you look into King James version,
Revised version.
Of Revised version.
它都翻作 strengthened.
It is translated as strengthened.
Living Bible 翻作的 pent up.
In the Living Bible, it is translated as.
是的，主耶稣道成肉身在地上的时候。
And when Jesus came onto earth as a bodily form,
东西关起来了。
He kept everything in him.
绑起来了。
He was bound up.
他不能够做他所愿意做的事。
He can't do what he was put onto earth to
do. 所以这个名词是非常的特别。
This is a very special word.
请大家切切记得。
And remember,
主耶稣没有犯罪，他不会被神的惩罚所捆绑。
Jesus never sinned, so he will not be bound by the judgment.
主耶稣是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
罪的能力不能捆绑他。
A sin cannot be have a hold on him.
但他道成肉身来到地上的时候
，But when he took up the bodily form on earth.He said,
我是非常的着急，因为是何等的困迫，把我这个人绑住了。
I am very distressed because in this bodily form I was bound.
所以他说我有当受的喜还没有成就。
That's why he said I have a baptism to be baptized.
我们都知道死，受洗是指着死来说的。
We know that being baptized is.Put together as death.
我们每一个人信主了，我们受洗。
We believe in Christ and we will be baptized.
乃是我们和基督一同死了。
Because we die with Christ.
但是受洗的目的并不是和基督一同死了。
But the purpose of being baptized is not to die with Jesus.
和主一同死是个的过程。
To die with him is a process.
受和主受洗乃是有一天当我们受了洗水中上来的时候了，我们就能够一个活泼的生命走一个属天的道路。
It's after the baptism when we come out from the water, we have a living life that we can walk the walk before us.
所以我们信主耶稣做我们的救主。
When we believed he's our savior,
我们就脱离掉罪恶审判的捆绑。
We will be released from these sins.
我们受了洗归给主了。
When we are baptized, we are believed.
我们脱离了罪恶能力的捆绑。
We are released from the sins on us.
主耶稣他说也有他所当受的洗。
He has a baptism that he has to go through.
这个洗不是对着罪恶来说的。
It's not for sin.
这个洗乃是他有一个的盼望。
But he has a hope.
他能够做他来到宇宙中间想做的事。
It's his hope that what he is put on earth to accomplish.
我怕弟兄姊妹对这个事情了解上不够清楚。
I was afraid that you do not understand this clearly.
是透过一种两方面来讲。
We're going to look at this at two angles.
一方面，主耶稣在世界上的时候的光景。
The first one is how Jesus his mission on earth.
第二方面，他在十字架上所有的光景。
And the second part is how he come accomplished on the cross.
看到世界上的时候。
When he is on earth,
他有非常伟大的成就。
He has a great, his great accomplishment.
他的成就是什么？
What is his accomplishment?
使徒约翰把主耶稣33年半地上的生活结论下来的一句话。
The apostle, the disciple John, summarized his life of 33 years in one sentence.
我们要宝贝约翰福音1章18节。
We have to treasure John 1:18.
我们一同来看，一同来读，好吧
？Can we read together?
从来没有人看见神，只有
No one had ever seen God, but God, the only one who is at the Father's side, had made him known.
我们要知道，神创造人类几千年了。
We know God has created us for thousands of years.
我们能够从神所创造的万物知道神的大能和神的神性。
We can see His greatness from His creation and His miracles.
但是我们对于神是如何的一位神，还是模模糊糊不够清楚的。
But we still could not recognize what kind of God He is.
亚伯拉罕到地上彰显一点神的荣耀。
Abraham came and he has revealed a little of God's goodness.
但是他也有他的软弱。
And he has his weakness.
摩西彰显神的荣耀比亚伯拉罕更多。
Moses can reveal a little more.
但摩西也有他的过错。
But Moses has his
wrong. 大卫有很更大的成就。
King David has more accomplishment.
但大卫也没有把神完全的表明了出来。
But he cannot completely reveal what God is in
him. 唯有主耶稣在地上33年半的功勤。
Only Jesus 33.5 years on earth can.
把那隐藏在荣耀里头的神完全表明出来了。
He can truly reveal the glorified God.
知道这位神是如何的一位神。
And he truly reveal what kind of God that is.
你去看人的思想。
If you look at how people think.
无论是西方的哲学。
It doesn't matter if it's the Western philosophy.
其他的宗教。
Or other religions
都来说到宇宙的创造者是如何的一位的创造者。
Or it often often mention what kind of creator.
他们有的讲的也不错。
Some of them has its merits.
但是他没有把神完全的彰显讲明。
But they cannot fully reveal what is God.
我们要感谢神的。
But we have to thank God.
我们一蒙恩了之后。
When we are saved,
我们从福音书所记载主耶稣待人接物的故事。
We can see from the way that Jesus treat people in the gospel.
我们才知道这位神是如何的一位神。
And we know we learn from him how he is.
这位神实实在在是有大能的。
He's truly great.
是他到地上来的时候。
When he come onto the earth,
瞎眼的看见，瘸子的行走，长大麻风的接近，死人复活。
The blind can see, the cripples can walk, the lepers can be healed.
没有一件难成的事。
There is nothing he cannot do.
他已经把神的大能显明了出来了。
He has revealed the greatness of God in him.
我们在世上活着的时候。
When we are living here.
有许多的时候常常有一些的病痛。
We come with illnesses.
或者有一些的残疾。
Or we are handicapped.
有病痛和残疾人一点都没有办法。
When we are sick or when we have handicapped,
有的医生能够给我们治疗。
Some the doctors can heal us.
有的医生也不能够治。
Some it cannot be healed.
到了主耶稣在地上的时候。
But when Jesus was on this earth,
没有一个疾病他不能治的。
There's not one sick illness that he cannot handle.
说说神的大能来。
That is God's greatness.
他不光显出神的大能来。
He does not only reveal his
greatness
and he revealed his mercy.
他常常跟罪人在一起。
He was always with the sinners.
他跟税吏能够做朋友。
And he can be friends with the tax payers.
法利赛人批评他。
And the Pharisees criticized him.
跟他门徒说，你的先生啊，耶稣啊，怎么到税吏家里头去吃饭呢？
And they said, why does he dine with the tax collectors and the sinners?
主耶稣怎么说？
What did he say?
健康的人用不着医生。
The healthy does not need to be
healed. 有病的人才用得着。
Only the sick needs to be healed.
我到地上不是寻找义人，我到地上是寻找罪人。
I'm not here to seek the righteous, but I'm here to seek the sinners.
神的那一个的慈悲降低到一个地步，我们无论多坏了，神还是来眷顾我们的。
We can see from His mercy, no matter how bad we are, He is still with us.
他不光来眷顾我们。
He does not even only care us.
我们常常也得罪神。
And we always sin against Him.
但是只要我们离了有感动而悔改了，神会赦免我们的罪。
However, when we come before Him and we repent, He will always forgive our sins.
我们中国的孔夫子孟子说。
The Chinese monk.
一个人如果得罪你，
if somebody sin against you,
你原谅他，
you forgive him.
第二次得罪你，
the second time he,
你就原谅他，
you forgive him the second time.
第三次再来得罪你，
if the third time he sin against you,
把他当作狗，当作老虎，不是野兽一样的，
you have to treat him like a dog or animal.
哦，彼得的肚量比孟子大了多了。
But Peter has a bigger heart than.
一个人一天得罪我七次，赦免够不够啊？
Yes, if somebody sinned against me seven times, is that enough?
孟子只赦免两次。
Only twice a monk did.
不是彼得说我赦免他七次。
Can I forgive him seven times?
主耶稣怎么说？
What did Jesus say?
不是七次，
not only seven times，
七十个七次，
but seven times， seven times，
不是一辈子七十个七次，一天七十个七次、哦、
It's not one life seven times seven， but one day。
弟兄姊妹，你有没有一些朋友？
Do you have any friends？
找你的麻烦。
Who seek trouble with you？
你能够忍了三次吧？
Can you endure it three times？
三次都忍不受的，不能的了。
Maybe not even three times。
但是我们得罪神不知道有多少次。
But we know how many times we sin against God。
从来不会纪念在他心里面。
But he's never kept it in his heart and remember。
这好像是不大可能的事。
It doesn't seem possible。
但是我在人中间也看见有一些光景。
I can see it among ourselves。
做父母的人对着儿女就是这样的。
The parents with the children.
儿女再坏了，再得罪了，父母总是有度量包容的了。
Regardless how the children treat their parents, the parents can always.
别的邻居看你这个孩子是没有指望的。
A lot of people can criticize your children.
在你的里面，我孩子还是有指望的。
But inside you, you know your kids can do things. 说
这是什么？这是一种爱。
What this is a love.
爱不计算人的恶。
The love does not count people's wrong.
爱会赦免人的过错。
But forgive people's wrongness.
这些事情当主耶稣在地上的时候。
All these when Jesus was on earth.
已经把神表明出来了。
He has shown what's in him of God.
我总是常常想到我蒙恩到现在。
I always start off myself.
我所认识这位神是这样一位大能又这样一位慈悲的神。
The God that I know has such greatness and such mercy.
无论我的光景刚强，
whether I'm strong,
或者我的光景软弱，
or weak,
我知道神对我从来没有改变的。
But the God with me never changed.
我怎么知道？
How do I know?
看看主耶稣在地上三十三年光景就知道了。
When we look at Jesus' life, the 33 years.
第二个在那马太福音第十二章。
The second one is in Matthew chapter 12.
主耶稣来赶鬼。
He cast out demons.
法利赛人批评他。
The Pharisees criticized him.
主耶稣就对他们说了。
And he said,
我若靠着神的灵赶鬼，这就是神的国。临到你们了。
But if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you.
犹太人一直狂摇，他们是神的选民。
The Jews always are proud that they are the chosen people.
因为神当初拣选了亚伯拉罕。
Because at the beginning, God chose Abraham.
这是应许亚伯拉罕。
And he promised Abraham.
你的后裔被我承当福分。
Your descendants will get my blessing.
还有一个的应许。
And another promise.
你的后裔要成为一个大国。
You will become a great nation.
他们有福分了。
Yes, we have the. They have the blessing.
但是没有一个国。
But they don't have a nation.
所以常常外邦来欺负他们。
And the Gentiles are always against them.
连他们自己里头的罪都没有办法叫他们得到自由。
And even the sins inside them cannot set them free.
主耶稣到地上来的时候。
But when Jesus was here,
不光是应付了人的难处，
He does not even solve only solve our problem.
把鬼都赶走了，
But he can even cast out demons.
这说明神的国已经临到世上了。
That proves that the kingdom of God is here.
第三。
The third one.
主耶稣三年半的功夫来教导这些的门徒。
And he spent three and a half years to prepare the disciples.
这当他要升上这个宝座，上到天上之前。
But before he was ascended on high.
对门徒说了。
He told the disciples.
你们要去是万民做我的门徒。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of Father and the Son and Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教导他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了
and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you and surely I'll be with you always to the end of the age
所以主耶稣教导了门徒好多的事
he has taught them many many things
我昨天稍微有点空，翻翻我口袋的东西。
Yesterday I have some time, I find something in my pocket.
我忽然发现，哎，有个事情我忘掉了。
I realized I forgot something.
我上个月去加州的时候。
Three months ago I was in California.
一个教会的传道人有个名片在我口袋。
I got a name tag from a pastor.
为什么呢
？Why？
他听说我讲过了马太福音，那是来讲到主耶稣在马太福音中怎么训练门徒的。
He had heard my sermons on how Jesus taught the disciples in the Matthew.
他就要求我说：“林弟兄，你能不能把你所讲的马太福音的重点能够寄分给我
？”And he asked me to send the notes on Matthew to him.
所以我要跟他要一个名片。
And I asked him for a name card.
到我加州回来的时候，我自己感冒。
And when I came back, I have the flu.
我的资料在我家中没有，在我的 office.
All the notes is in the office, not at home.
所以一个多礼拜我就忘掉了。
And after a few weeks, I forgot about.
昨天我忽然看见的名片就想起来了。
Yesterday when I saw the name card, I realized.
我打电话告诉他说，到礼拜一我到这 office 我就再寄给你。
And I called him and told him on Monday when I was in the office.
我在这里以前跟大家讲过。
I always mentioned here.
马太福音和约翰福音不同的。
Matthew and John is entirely different.
约翰福音是说到耶稣基督做我们的生命。
John is about Jesus is our life.
在我们生命的里头，慢慢的发展出来，有许多的经历，有许多的阶层。
Through experience and life, we will be built up.
所以约翰福音中第三章到第十一章
In John chapter 3 to 11
主的生命在我们身上有八层的果效
Jesus life in our life has 8 stages
但是马太福音不是
But in Matthew's it's not
马太福音来记载到主耶稣怎么训练教导门徒的
In Matthew's the focus is on how Jesus prepared the disciples
四福音书的里面呢
In the four gospels
只有马太福音把主耶稣每一次的教训记载了非常的清楚
Only in Matthew's it is recorded very clearly how each time Jesus taught his disciples
整个主耶稣的教训
All his teachings
一共有两个大类
To it, it's divided into great
乃是从马太第十七章分开了第二个类了
And it's starting Matthew chapter 17 It will start the second part
头一个大类叫人认识他是主是神的儿子是神的基督
The first part is for people to know that he is Christ
到他马太福音第十七章了之后了
From chapter 17 onward,
来讲到主要教导十字架，也教导门徒被十字架来跟随主。
It's the preparation of the cross and the preparation of the disciples.
所以这一些事情，到主耶稣三年半在地上的时候，都教导了门徒了。
In all his three and a half years, he has tried all his best to teach them.
第四点。
The fourth point.
他预先给门徒有权柄。
And he gave the powers.Authority to the disciples,
能够赶出污鬼
to drive out demons,
并且能够医治各样的疾病
and heal all disease and sickness.
弟兄姊妹，好不好？
Brothers and sisters,
你世界上没有一个人所完成的像主耶稣完成的四方面大事。
Yes, no one can accomplish what Jesus can accomplish.
但是我告诉你，
But let me tell you,
不好。
No.
为什么不好？
Why not?
他都这样带了门徒了。 过了三年半了之后，主耶稣被捉拿了，门徒都溜了，都逃掉了。
Yes, with all the 3.5 years they follow him, but when he was up,
门徒都看见主耶稣所行的神迹。
They seen his miracles.
五个饼两条鱼叫5000人吃饱了，他们也吃了。
5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they were fed.
到以后给4000人吃饱，他们也吃了。
Yeah, 4000 was fed, they were fed too.
他们这也看见，亲自看见主耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活。
They have eyewitnessed the resurrection of Lazarus.
但你会发现门徒还是软弱。
But they were still weak.
我常常讲了。
I repeatedly mentioned.
犹大卖主耶稣还有30块钱，彼得卖主耶稣一个钱都没有的。
When Judas betrayed Jesus, he has $30, but Peter has none.
对主耶稣说，众人可以跌倒，我不跌倒，死我也跟着你的。
And he declared, everybody will fall, but not me. I will follow you.
结果怎么样？
But what do we see?
在侍女面前三次的否认主。
Yes, he has denied God 3 times.
所以我就发现主耶稣3年半的工作没有果效。
I realized all his work was in vain.
在圣经里头讲到，主耶稣讲到有一次有几万人聚集。
And that's what one in the scripture mentioned, there were thousands of gathered.
信主的人最少有500。
And at least 500 believed.
挑了挑，挑到12个。
And then he chose 12.
一直跟着他的了。
And followed him.
犹大不去说他了。
We don't count Judas.
他本来就灭亡之子。
He is the.
但是还有11个呢。
And where is the rest of
11? 照样跌倒。
But they still were weak.
这主耶稣的3年半的工作白做了。
And he has done nothing.
第二个。
The second part.
他说神的国已经临到世界上了。
He said the kingdom of God is here.
是临到世界上了。
Yes, it is here.
神的全能。大能。
God's greatness.
神能够赶出了污鬼。
And he can cast out the demons.
那只有在他一个人身上。
But it's only in him.
给使徒门徒们灵是有了之后，不是长久有的。
They have the power, but it doesn't last forever.
什么就是神的国？
What is the kingdom of God? 就
是神掌权的范围。
That is where he holds the authority.
这个掌权的范围只在耶稣基督一个人身上。
Yes, the authority was only in Jesus himself.
这个国度没有从耶稣基督身上扩展出去了，不要说临到犹太人了，连门徒身上都没有。
When this authority have not gone out, don't let alone the Jews, not even the disciple can have it.
第三个。
The third point.
主耶稣做工也不是叫我们很兴奋的。
When he works, we are not overjoyed.
我读圣经的时候，常常有一些的思想。
And I often reflect upon when I'm reading the Bible.
马太福音第15章。
Matthew chapter 15.
24节。
Verses 24.
耶稣说：“我奉差遣，不过是到以色列家迷失的羊哪里去。
”He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel."
这个迦南的妇人要求他来帮助的时候，主耶稣不帮助。
When the woman from Canaan asked for help, he didn't help her.
我是主耶稣啊，你是神道成肉身到地上来了。
You took up the bodily form to on this earth.
你这么小气的，是在犹太人中间做工。
Why are you only working among the Jews?
不到地上做工了。
Not to everybody.
我不知道你们想了没有。
How do you think?
主耶稣在地上活了多少岁？33岁半。
Yeah, right. How long has he lived?
他应该活了300岁才对了嘛。
He should have lived 300 years, and he can have gone to more places.
怎么33岁就死了呢？
33 years, a very
short time. 坐来坐去是在犹太人当中呢。
And all he has done is among the Jews.
这亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我对主耶稣所做的不太满意。
I'm not satisfied with what he has done.
为什么缘故？
Why?
因为主耶稣受到了捆绑。
Because he was strengthened.
是主在十字架上，他就得到了释放了。
But on the cross, he can be set free.
头一个的释放。
The first freedom.
在他自己的身上。
It's on himself.
身上什么？
What has he gained?
自己身上是超过肉身所承受时间和空间的限制。
He has exceeded the limitation of his earthly body, time and space.
主耶稣是大能的神，不受任何控制的。
He is the greatness of God. He is not under any control.
在他道成肉身的时候。
But when he's in this bodily form,
他受了肉身的控制。
He is restricted with his body.
是我读圣经都很稀奇，主耶稣还会饿的。
When I read the Bible, I am amazed he can be hungry.
当然比我们好得多了。
But better than us.
旷野受魔鬼试探，四十天不吃，以后就饿了。
He's so much better than us because when he was tempted in the desert,
我说你应该永远不饿吧？过了四十天才饿呢，比我好一点，好了不也太多嘛？
He was only hungry after 40 days. It's so much better than us.
主耶稣做工到一个地步，跟门徒说：“我们退去到野地去休息休息。
”He worked so hard to a point that he has to tell the disciple, "We have to go to the desert."
就是你还要休息做什么？
Why does he need to rest?
世界上需要这么大，白天晚上都做工吧。
There's so such need. He has to work day and night.
主耶稣在耶路撒冷就不能够在加利利，在加利利就不能在耶路撒冷。
When he's in Jerusalem, he can't be in Galilee or vice versa.
他受到了空间的限制。
He was restricted in the space.
为什么
？Why?
因为他是在肉身的里面。
Because he was in his bodily form.
这主耶稣头一件的事了。
That's his first job.
但是当主耶稣一从死里复活的时候
，But when he was resurrected from his death,
升上了高天，叫做尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
And he has ascended on high with the crown of honor and glory.
是希伯来书第二章第九节说。
In Hebrews chapter 2 and verses 9.
希伯来书第二章乃是引用到诗篇第八篇。
This is from Psalms chapter 8.
乃是神所预定的，要借着一个人来彰显神的大能。
This is what God destined to have a person to reveal His greatness.
他说：“我们看见成为比天使小一的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。”
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor.
叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
And because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.In Hebrews, it was clearly stated.
神要叫他魔鬼所有的仇敌都成为脚的他的脚的脚凳。
It's mentioned that all the devils and satans will become the stool of his foot.
我不知道弟兄姊妹了解吧
？Do you understand that?
古代他们的做法，今天不是这样的。
In the ancient times, not now, not now.
乃是一个军队出去打仗的时候
，When an army was ready to go into battle,
把对方的元帅掳来了。
If they capture the captain,
趴在地上
he has to.
是得胜的这个将军把脚踩在这一个的对方的仇敌的身上。
And the general for the winning army will step on him.
我到法国去的时候
，When I was in France.
我到法国维尔山，是罗浮宫，看见一幅的油画。
When I was in Louvre, I saw a painting.
陪我去的人说，这一幅的油画呢，苏联人看得气死了。
The person told me when the Russians saw this painting, they were angry.
那是拿破仑去打苏联的时候。
It's when Napoleon attacked Russia.
胜过苏联的军队了。
And he won.
把他的元帅掳来了。
And they captured the general.
拿破仑坐在马上。
And Napoleon was on the horse.
这个元帅就跪在地上求拿破仑不要杀掉他。
And the general asked back Napoleon not to kill him.
法国人以这幅画为夸耀的了。
And that was France's most pride.
苏联人是气死了这幅画了。
And the Russian was very angered.
其实现在苏联的国家的能力比法国大得多了。
Yes, nowadays the power of the Russian is way over the
France. 法国人还以这幅画为高兴的。
But they will only be happy with the picture.
什么原因
？Why?
IQ 精神。
自己
现在不强了，从前才是强过了。
We once were great too.
所以我就想起圣经怎么说了。
In the Bible, what does it say?
神应许主耶稣。
God promised Jesus.
一天要把仇敌魔鬼放在地上，他要脚踩在地上。
Yes, he God
踩在他身上的。
God promised that one day the enemy of the Satan's will be under his feet.
但希伯来书告诉我们
，But in Hebrew,
我们今天没有看见这个事实。
We have not seen that yet.
今天主耶稣成的工作，没有把魔鬼的地上所霸占的完全夺来了。
We have not seen that Jesus has gained all the power from the
魔鬼在地上还是很猖獗。
Yes, it is still all around us.
但是希伯来书说了。
But in Hebrew,
我们却看见了耶稣基督现在已经的事情有了。
But we see it has already been done.
他升上了高天，叫做尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
He has been ascended on high with the crown of glory and honor.
请大家切切记得。
Please remember.
尊贵是他工作的成就。
The glory is the honor is what he accomplished.
荣耀是他品格上的彰显。
Glory is what is inside him that's being revealed.
一面把神的崇高的品格在他上彰显出来了。
He has revealed in him the character of God.
主把主神把荣耀赐给他了，意思说主耶稣身上已经把神的神性完全的彰显了。
God gave him the glory because he has truly revealed what is God should be seen.
尊贵当作冠冕。
Honor is the crown of honor.
主耶稣做了一个非常大的事。
Because he has accomplished a lot.
在这个事还没有完全的成就。
But it has not been fully done.
他已经钉十字架了，担当人的罪。
Yes, he's been crucified and taken upon our
sin. 也把我们这一帮原来的魔鬼控制底下的人能够拯救了出来了。
Yes, he has brought us out from the grip of the Satan.
就我们也成为神的儿女了。
We become children of God.
这是主耶稣所成就的。
This is what he has accomplished.
但是全地的工作还没有成就了。
But all the work on the earth had not been fully accomplished.
但是神已经把尊贵荣耀为冠冕戴在主耶稣的头上。
But God had given him the crown of glory and honor.
所以使徒彼得和十一个使徒在耶路撒冷头一次传福音的时候。
When Peter with the other disciples, when they have the preaching in Jerusalem.
使徒行传第二章第三十六节。
In Acts chapter 2,
我们要一同读读，好不好？故此，以色列全家当确然地知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。他立他为主为基督。神列出主，主耶稣为主为基督。
Yes, God had made him Christ.
乃是把世上所有的工作都托在他的身上。
Yet he has entrusted everything on him.
他来慢慢一步一步的成就。
And he has accomplished that step by step.
到了成就的时候
，In the process of accomplishment,
他有一个大的步骤。
There is a big step.
就是他十字架上成功了之后，有第三方面对他所得着的。
And when he, what he accomplished on the cross, there is a third.
他领受了所应许的圣灵。
Yes, he received the promised spirit.
他当初是从圣灵怀孕的。
Yes, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the beginning.
他上次出来做工的时候。
When he worked on the earth,
到约翰那里去受洗。
When he was baptized by John the Baptist,
他看见天开了。
And the heaven was open.
圣灵像个鸽子降在他的身上。
And the spirit was like a dove on him.
一受过洗了之后了。
After he was baptized,
圣灵就引导他到旷野受试探。
And the spirit led him to the desert.
一共有三个的试探。
And there were three temptations.
路加福音怎么告诉
？In Luke.
魔鬼用了一切的试探。
He used all the temptation.
魔鬼所能用的试探人的一种方法，全部的包括这个三个不同试探点里面。
And when the way that Satan tempt us, it's all included in these three ways.
魔鬼用尽了他所有的方法了。
He used all his methods.
主耶稣都胜过了魔鬼了。
But he has overcome.
所以这一个告诉我们，主耶稣一种洗礼，一种受洗了起来的时候。
When he was came from the baptism,
他就能够完成神给他的托付。
And he can finish what was entrusted on him.
怎么能够成功的
？How does he accomplish?
因为他领受了所应许的圣灵。
Because he received what is the promised spirit.
这是他在十字架上的时候他自己所得着的。
And that's what he gained on the cross himself.
那今天我要跟大家讲的。
But today.
更重要的是十字架上为我们蒙恩的人得着了什么
More importantly, what has he accomplished on the cross for us?
一共有六件事
And there were six
头一件事乃是使信他的人重生，成为神的儿女。
For those who believe in him has a new birth and become children of God.
请大家切切记得彼得前书一章第三节。
Peter, First Peter chapter 1 verses 3.
我懂了彼得书前书和后书两卷最宝贝的，就第一章的第三节。
All the Peter, First Peter and Second Peter's, I treasure these.The most.
我们一同来读好吧。
Let's look at it together.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。请注意，重生了我们。
A new birth to us.
就叫我们叫做重生。
We have a new birth.
什么叫做重生
？What is a new birth？
我已经跟你们讲了。
I have mentioned before.
约翰福音第三章，尼哥底母来问主这个见主的时候，主告诉他们要重生。
In John chapter 3, Nicodemus come to Jesus and ask him what is a new birth.
我在台湾的时候。
When I was in Taiwan,
台湾本的圣经怎么翻的
？In how do they translate in that？
不是重生
，It doesn't say rebirth。
是从上头生
，birth from above。
我们原来都是母亲腹中生出来的。
We have birth from our parents。
我们信主是从上头生的。
When we believed, we have a birth from above。
神生了我们的。
We have a birth from God.
所以我们身上有父母给我们人的一种生命。
We have a life from our parents.
我们信主的时候有神给我们一个生命。
After we believed in God, we have a life from God.
每一个的生命有他的品格。
Each life had its own character.
所以我多次跟大家讲了。
I'm repeated many times.
我们每一个基督徒双重的人格。
We have double personality.
有一个是原来我们的地上所有人的生命的。
We one is that belongs to this earth.
好不好
？Is it good?
也有好的。
There is good in it.
很多好的都是假的。
But a lot of the good are false.
我们有许多不好的。
And we have a lot of.
我们里头有嫉妒。
We have jealousy.
我们有人纷争。
We have conflicts.
我们会倾向到罪恶和败坏的事。
We don't look seriously on sin.
我们的那一个的人的原来的人格实在是败坏的。
Our nature is bad.
我们一信主了。
But after we believe in Christ,
神叫我们重生了。
We have a new birth.
我们有神在我们里头做了我们的新的生命。
We have a new life with God in us.
他是公义的。
He is righteous.
他是圣洁的。
He is holy.
他是怜悯的。
He is mercy.
他是恩慈的。
He is graceful.
他是爱的。
He is love.
哦，他这一个生命在我们里头叫我们表现出来。
All these encompass in us in our life.
所以我们基督徒怎么光景呢？
What kind of life we have?
早上起来祷告，看上去像天使；一个人吵架，又像魔鬼一样。
When we pray in the morning, we look like an angel. When we start fighting with people, we become a devil.
你都说了，这被求神赦免了，又像天使一样了。
And we ask God to forgive us, then we become an angel.
下午又像魔鬼样子了。
And in the afternoon, we turn into a devil.
我们上上下下，七上八下的了。
And there is always a constant struggle.
你说这样信了耶稣有什么用呢
？Then what does it help to believe in him?
最少还有的时候像天使一样的。
At least most of the time we are like angels.
我回想起了我自己。
I often think of myself.
刚刚我信主很喜乐。
When I first believed, I was overjoyed.
天使样子只有20%，魔鬼样子有80%。
20% of the time I'm like an angel, 80% of the time I'm like the devil.
过了几年的时候，天使样子有40%了，魔鬼样子还有60%。
A few years later, the angel will become 40% and then 60%.
现在我想想我自己。
How about now?
天使样子大概有80%，魔鬼样子还有20%，你没有看见就是。
Probably 80% of angels and 20% of devils that you can see.
我们到底今天，按照我来说，有80%像天使的样了。
Praise the Lord, at least I still have.
甚至还有20%像魔鬼一样。
Yes, unfortunately, 20%.
请弟兄姊妹注意啊！
So you pay attention.
不要老是看见弟兄姊妹身上魔鬼一样，他也有天使样子的哦。
Yes, let's focus that the kind of angels that we have in us.
我们只是一个仰望。
But we have a hope.
把神的生命能够成长。
We can.God's life will live in us.
表现的完全。
And reveal completely.
生命如果有成长。
the life will grow.
越来败坏就越过越减少。
All the devil in us.
感谢主，怎么能够开始呢
？How do we start that?
不是我们立志。
It's not because
we are willing. 不是我们聪明。
It's not because we're smart.
因为我们因着圣灵得着重生了。
Because we have a new birth by the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣三年半带领门徒，没一个门徒争气的。
Yes, in the 3.5 years with the disciples, none of them can do anything.
彼得真的很爱讲话。
Yes, Peter loved to talk.
我好像跟你们讲过了。
I mentioned it before.
将来永世我要看见彼得是老彼得。你讲了这么多话，只有两句话对的，都是错的。
Yes, I have said that one day if I come face to face with Peter, I will tell him he only said two things.
常常被主耶稣责
备的啦。Yes, he was always.
你为什么还要多讲呢
？Why does he talk so much?
但是你要知道。
You have to know.
约翰不大讲话。
John does not talk.
也是有许多败坏的。
And he still have a lot of.
是主耶稣的地上带领三年半的门徒。
In the 3.5 years with the disciples,
还在他身上看不见神荣耀的生命。
Yes, we don't see the life of glory of life.
一到主耶稣从死里复活了。
But when Jesus,
你看门徒们就改变过来了。
Yes, the disciples were changed immediately.
他们刚犹太人刚刚杀了主耶稣。
The Jews just crucified Christ.
门徒们本来很害怕的。
When they were still afraid.
等到使徒行第二章了之后了。
When we come to Acts chapter 2,
几千人的面前来浩浩荡荡的来讲到耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
Yes, in front of crowd of thousands, they have proclaimed the resurrection of Christ.
犹太人宗教的领袖把他们抓了。
The Jewish leaders they
威胁他们。
And they came against them.
以后就是鞭打他们。
And they punished them.
他们也从来。不改变了
and they never changed.
好，照样为主传福音的。
They were steadfast with the.
这是圣经所记载的。
Gospel and that's what's recorded in the Bible.
但是我在中国大陆。
But in China.
在中国大陆，接着路线来逼迫基督徒的时候了。
When they persecute the Christians in China.
千千万万基督徒都是这样的。
Thousands of Christians they behave like that.
受了厉害的逼迫。
But they, when they were persecuted,
照样刚强地传福音。
But they were hold steadfast with their gospels.
亲爱的弟兄，为什么？
What, how do they?
他们比彼得好。
Were they better than Peter?
是比主耶稣定死之前的彼得好，并不是把主耶稣定死之后的彼得更好。
They were better than Peter before Christ was crucified.
是当主耶稣已从死里复活的时候。
After his resurrection,
他就得着了释放。
And he was set free.
怎么释放？
How was he set free?
跑到门徒的里面去了。
He can appear in front of
the disciples. 门徒里头也有神的生命。
Among them, they have the life of God.
也有神的品格。
And with the
personality of God. 也有神的性情。
With his personality.
能够应付掉许多的难处。
That they can come face to face with the difficulties.
最近在我亲戚中间有一件事情发生。
Among my relatives recently, something happened.
我一个蛮亲的亲戚从中国大陆来的。
There's a very close relative come from China.
只不过四十岁。
He was only 40 years old.
两个月前发现胰脏旁边有个癌。
2 months ago, it was discovered he has pancreatic cancer.
所以到了长岛的 Jewish Hospital 去治疗。
He is being treated in the Jewish Hospital in Long Island.
做化学的治疗。
For chemotherapy.
都不能做了。
It's no longer can be done.
一做治疗了之后。
After the treatment,
吃的东西都吐出来
he cannot hold the food
down. 连喝的水都吐出来
not even water.
身体是非常的弱
he was very weak.
只有四十岁
only 40 years old.
一个孩子只有十岁
and he only have a 10-year-old.
所以他非常的难过
he's very sad.
两个多礼拜前
2 weeks ago,
我那人和我他会去看他
my wife and I went to see
告诉他说你是神所创造的
we told him you're created by God
神是爱你的
God loved you
神为你预备了许多地上生活的需要
he has provide and prepare a lot for you
而今天你有难处来到了
you are facing
神不愿你受苦
he does not want you to suffer
但神没有办法帮助你
But he cannot help you.
为什么缘故
Why?
因为你有罪
Because you have sin.
所以你的罪叫神没有办法帮助你
Because of your sin, God cannot help you.
所以我们就劝他要认罪
We ask him to come before his sin.
叫你的罪得到赦免。
You will be set free from the sin.
那不是说一定要奉献钱。
It's not for money.
也不一定说一定会去做礼拜。
It's not for Sunday.
你只认罪求主赦免就可以了。
To recognize our sin and ask him for forgiveness.
所以他也跟着我们一同的祷告。
And he prayed for us.
第二天早晨打电话给我们。
He called us the second day, the next day.
他叫我舅舅的，舅公的。
He called me 舅公。
他说舅公啊，谢谢你哦。
He said, "Thank you, 舅公."
我两个多礼拜晚上都睡不着，昨天晚上睡得很好。
I have not slept well for 2 weeks, but last night I slept well.
今天我心情非常的平静。
I am at peace today.
我的身体，我也不知道以后怎么样。
I don't know what it will hold for my health.
或许神能够医治我。
Maybe God can heal me.
或许神不能医治我。
Or not.
即使不能医治我。
Even not,
我已经是神的儿女了。
I am the child of God. 神
今天给我里头一种平安和喜乐。
I have an inner peace and joy.
我们刚刚这个礼拜二从 Vancouver 回来。
We came back from Vancouver on Tuesday.
打电话给他。
We called him.
他就告诉我们了。
He told us.
他的身体的光景进步得很慢。
That his health is recovered very slowly.
我们告诉问他说你的心情怎么样？
But how is your spirit?
我们心情不太好。
No, our spirit is not good.
怎么不好？
Why not?
你有没有好好祷告？有啊。
Did you pray?
你晚上睡得着吧？睡得着啊。
Can you sleep? Yes.
你都有平安啊。
You have peace in life.
为什么心情不好？
Why is your spirit
not high? 我跟丈夫传福音，他就不肯信耶稣，也就我心情不好。
Okay, it's a she all along.
Okay. 我怎么跟他传了，他都不信耶稣了。
I tried to told my husband about Christ.
是你们也替我祷告。
Please.Pray for me.
就我丈夫也能够信耶稣了。
Have my husband believe in
Christ. 所以弟兄姊妹，我真是感谢主了。
I thank God.
他在医院的里面。
She's in the hospital.
躺在床上的。
She's in bedridden.
化疗都不能做了。
She can't go through.
身体这么的弱。
She was very weak.
但是你会看见了神的生命在他的里面。
But you can see God's life.
超过他的疾病。
It's.Oversee that
里头不光有平安，并且有喜乐。
Yes, she has inner peace and joy.
这是为什么？
What is the cause for that?
因为主耶稣十字架上得着了释放。
Because the freedom that God had accomplished.
他地上活着的时候，
when he was on earth,
神住在他里面了，他不能够把神分给使徒彼得和约翰。
When he was on earth, heGod's life was only in him, himself. He
couldn't
give that to the disciple. But after his resurrection, all his disciples can have a new birth. Not only a new birth. And so are we.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我今天跟你们来传这个的信息。
I have to mention this sermon.
我里头一个负担，弟兄姊妹，切切不要小看我们蒙的救恩有多大。
I have this burden in me that we will never overlook what kind
我们这个救恩是钱买不来的。
Salvation we have. It's not paid by money.
你再大的事业都没有的。
Not by your profession.
不要计较了地上有多少的工作，有多少的事业。
Please do not focus on what we have on this life.
哎呀，男孩子常常的计较了，哎呀，他到底工作的是怎么样。
And all the guys will think what kind of work or profession I'm
doing. 女孩子常常计较我没有别的朋友漂亮。
And the girls is like, I can look more beautiful than the other.
就她已经很漂亮了，她觉得自己不漂亮。
But yeah, we always think that.
你要知道比这个更重要的。
We have more important things.
我们有神的生命在我们里面。
We have God's life in us.
不是我们去追求的。
It's not what we run after.
不是我们出代价的。
It's not what we have to pay.
是耶稣的十字架得了释放。
But it's what Jesus has set free.
把生命进到彼得、约翰的里面，也进到我们的里面。
And the life in Peter and John, and the life in us.
第二点
，the second.
他到地上来，能是靠着圣灵。
He came with the Holy Spirit.
今天他也把圣灵赐给了我们。
And today he bestowed the Holy Spirit on us.
在我们里头，永远与我们同住。
It is always with us.
在凡事上来教导我们。
In all things will teach us.
就我们在地上活着的时候。
When we are living,
有许多不同的环境
we come into different circumstances.
常常有一些的为难和挫折
we have a lot of hardships.
那圣灵会教导我们应该怎么样的生活法
But the Holy Spirit will teach us and will lead us.
这个的圣灵有两方面
This Holy Spirit comes into.
我们看使徒行传第二章三十三节
We look at Acts 2.Chapter 2:33.
他既被神的右手高举，从父所了所受的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来，赐给了这一般的使徒。
Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Verses 1.
主耶稣说：“但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。”
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
亲爱弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
要请切切宝贝有个能力在我们的里面
We have to treasure this power inside us.
耶稣基督在地上显出他大能来
What Jesus revealed his greatness on earth.
耶稣基督的圣灵也照样在我们身上显出大能来
His Holy Spirit will reveal in us also.
我头一次碰见有个鬼的人赶鬼把鬼赶出去了哎呦好高兴哦我把鬼都赶走了
The first time when I encountered some people who cast out demons they were overjoyed like I have this power
我昨天读圣经说有鬼附大概是心理神经病吧圣经还不知道呢
I often thought that is just psychological fatter
我基隆时候一个弟兄姊妹家一个佣人他的三磅的热水瓶啊刚刚冲进呼都喝进去了
I saw a maid in a brother's house that he can drink. He could drink
the hot water right away,
and he was not scalped.
哦，到人面前呢，把衣服脱掉，把石头来打胸口的。
And he has thrown stones on himself.
感谢主，靠着主的名。
But with name of Christ,
鬼赶走了
，cast out the demon.
规规矩矩像一个人的。
And he behaved like a different person.
哎呀，我真是非常的高兴，神把这个能力给我。
And he was overjoyed that God gave him the power.
这就你也有。
And we all have.
你不要以为是你没有。
We do have.
每一个蒙恩的人，神有圣灵。
All we have the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说：“你们必得着圣灵，就必得着能力。”
Jesus said, "If we have the Holy Spirit, we have the power."
但是你不大容易碰见有鬼附的人。
Of course, we don't encounter such situation.
其实你每一个人都碰见了。
If we do.
魔鬼在美国啊，不是杂样污糟的鬼。
The demon or the Satan here does not look ugly.
叫人生活享受，忙工作，忙忙碌碌的。
Yes, demons come in the form of busy life and busy socials at work.
我坐飞机的时候买一份报。
When I was on the plane, I bought a newspaper.
是 Vancouver 的一个出的中文的报纸。
It's a Chinese newspaper in Vancouver.
报道在台湾的新竹。
In Taiwan's
新竹
place.
High tech 的 computer 的人呢、
啊？A person who do computers.
晚常常上班要上到两点，晚上两点三点。
He worked until 2 or 3 a.m.
一到两点三点下班了之后了
，After his work，
也不想回家
，And he does did not want to go home.
开车也没地方好跑
，And there's nowhere to go.
常常就到坏的地方去了
，And he go outside.
哦，他工作很好
，His work is good.
钱赚了很多
，He made a lot of money.
但是心情非常的痛苦
，But his spirit was very low.
但是我们感谢神的
，We thank God.
我们做基督徒。
We are Christians.
有些人生活上并不是工作上并不是那么忙碌。
Some of us are not very busy at work.
有些人工作也是忙碌的。
Some of us are very busy at work.
我在纽约遇见有一位搞电脑的人。
I know a person in New York who works with the computer.
他在一个顾问公司。
He's in a consulting firm.
3000的员工。
3000
有一个部分只有20个人不到。
There's only 20 in one department.
做什么事
？What do they do？
世界任何的地方，大公司有大的电脑有问题了，打电话给他们了，他们来解决。
Anywhere in the world there is problem with the computers, they call them.
哦，这个人是非常非常能干的。
He is very smart.
他告诉我说，他是跟陈水扁同班同学。
He is a friend with.
台湾的总统陈水扁。
He's a friend with the president of Taiwan.
他就发现我所做的比陈水扁做的更有价值。
What I do is even more accomplished.
有一次他到台湾去了。
One time he went to Taiwan.And it was
上班上到了两点三点才下来的。
He worked till 2 or 3 a.m.
他告诉我怎么
？He told me.
开车开到海边，就坐在那里，坐到第二天早晨。
He drove by the beach and sat there till the morning.
工作压力太大了。
There was too much pressure from his work.
他却不会到坏的地方去的。
But he will not go to other places.
一个人的工作，人的能力就有限的了。
We are limited by our work.
但是在他这样累的时候，不会软弱，一直到坏的事情上去。
Even when he was weak, he can control himself.
神给他的能力。
It's the power from God.
第三个。
The third point.
神把各样的恩赐赏给人。
God gave us gifts to all men.
什么叫做恩赐？
What is gifts?
属灵的才能。
It's a spiritual talent.
能够把神的工作做出去的。
It's to do God's work.
这个恩赐个人个人不一样。
This gift is different for everyone.
有的人能够用讲话叫别人明白真理。
Some can use words to let people to know the truth.
有的人常常来分享自己的经历，就要有许多为难的弟兄姊妹从难处中间能够脱开。
Some can share the experience so they can be a comfort to others.
有些人明白圣经，把圣经讲得清楚。
Some can understand the Bible very clearly and explain.
有些人这个都没有。
Some do not have.
所以我在侍奉主的50多年来
，In these 50 years of serving God,
看见过有几位的姊妹
，I have seen a few sisters.
从来不识字的
，They don't know that they
are
illiterate. They don't know Chinese.
信主的时候，叫孙女儿教他，全部的新旧约都能够读得懂、读得出来的。
After she believed in Christ, she asked the granddaughter to read the Bible to her.
圣经能够读。
She can read the Bible.
别的杂志中文都不懂的，这奇怪吧？
But he can read other, he cannot. She cannot read other literature.
所以他讲道跟人讲不大行。
She cannot give any sermon.
但当教会中间有些弟兄姊妹心中受压
，But if any brothers or sisters are constrained,
遭遇到打劫
，If they are overcome with difficulties.If they are in pain,
他去看望他们，
但
他不会讲什么。
She will go look for them. She doesn't know any good word.
只是跟这些为难的人一同祷告，别的人从难处中间释放出来了。
But she will pray with them and set them free from their difficulties.
这叫什么
？What's this?
这叫恩赐。
This is a gift.
他没有理智上的恩赐。
She does not have the gift from knowledge.
却要和人祷告，分享人的痛苦，把人的难处里都释放出来了。
But she has the ability to share in prayers and the feelings.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Their brothers and sisters.
我们每一个人都有神所赐给我们的恩赐。
We all have a gift from God.
因为他从十字架上释放了。
Because he set us free.
把各样的恩赐就分给了我们了。
And he gives all these gifts to each of us.
第四点。
The fourth point.
以哥罗西书第二章的话。
Colossians chapter 2.
头段一句话乃是他在地上33年半的功夫。
The first part is about his 33 years on earth.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
这是他33年。
This is the 33 years.
下面一句话。
But what's follow?
不是33年的。
It's not 33 years.
是到十字架之后的。
It's after the cross.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And you have been given fullness in Christ.
主耶稣身上有神本性一切的荣耀。
In Christ, he has all the glory of God.
主身上表现他崇高的品格。
He has the highest.
感谢神
Thank God.
我们也得了丰盛
And yet, yes, we do. We
我们是捡来的到地上捡东西捡、
oh, We are being picked up
其实还不是捡来的
And not even so
神赐给我们的
God gave us
我们还搞不清楚了
We still don't know that
神已经塞给我们了不有了
He forced it onto us
你还没有好好的享受
And you don't even know how to enjoy
所以保罗说我们在他里面也得了丰盛了
That's why the apostle Paul said, in him we have his fullness
also. 我看见主耶稣在地上，神本性一切的丰盛，有形有体的居住的耶稣基督里头，我真是赞美他。
Yes, we praise him for all his fullness.
我也得了下面一句话了，我也得了丰盛了，我是很感谢他。
Yes, we have to thank him for the fullness that he has given on us.
第五点。
The fifth point,
是给人有属灵的权柄
and to give them authority from above.
是我跟你们也讲过了
I have said before.
有一些罪的鬼能够赶出去
yes, the demons can be cast.
人在罪恶的里头能够帮助他释放出来了
and we can set him free.
我们都能够做
we can all do that.
最后一个是什么
the last part.
主升上高天了之后
after Jesus was ascended on high.
把神的工作托在我们身上
He entrusts his work on us
主自己自升上高天坐在神的右边
Yes, he is set up on the right hand of God
地上要把国度推广出去
And we have to bring the kingdom of God to all nations We have to accomplish his will
要叫信主人都是明白神的教导
For those who believe him Understand his
这一切的工作了
all this work,
都是托在我们身上
It is entrusted on us
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
他这六方面给门徒们这样的福分
and these six points he has given the disciples
都是他经过十字架死而复活所成就的
This he has to walk up the cross and accomplish
这六方面的光景
And based on all six of these,
三年半里头都没有办法成功。
And this cannot be accomplished in three and a half years.
神的国度只有他一个人身上。
The kingdom of God was only in him.
现在国度都开展出去了。
But it's all spread out now.
说到这样，我们会了解《路加福音》十二章的话。
Now we understand Luke 12.
主说：“我还要当受的洗，还没有受，我是何等的困迫。”
Yes, I have a baptism to be baptized, and how strengthened I am.
一经过十字架了。
But after the cross,
他就释放出来了。
He has been set free.
所以我为了这个缘故，真是常常喜乐的敬赞美神。
Because of this, I am overjoyed and I praise God.
我盼望弟兄姊妹。
I have this hope for you.
这个福分也在你我每一个人身上。
This blessing is on you also.
我们不要辜负神的恩典。
Let's not forget His grace.
神在我们身上有这么大的作为了。
He has great work on us.
我们不光去享受。
We not only enjoy it.
我们也去使用。
We have to use it.
我们更是来完成神在我们身上给我们的托付。
And we have to finish the work that God entrusts on us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主耶稣，我们敬拜你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we worship you.
你这位主是太伟大的主。
You are a great Lord and great God.
不过你在地上把神表明了出来。
You not only reveal God on earth.
你今天也叫我们这一帮人也能够把神表明了出来。
And you gave us the power to reveal God in us also.
显着神荣耀的本性。
We have to reveal His glorious person.
显出神的大能。
His greatness.
来完成神的工作。
To accomplish His work.
为着你这一种的恩典，我们敬拜你。
For your grace, we worship you.
我们就是求你，就是圣灵，常常把这些话反复对我们来提醒。
We ask you, the Holy Spirit will guide us with this word all the time.
圣灵的能力临到我们身上。
And His power in us.
叫我们成为一个你所喜悦的器皿。
And we will be a pleasing vessel to you.
请你听我们的祷告。
We ask you to hear our prayers.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们欢迎第一次来到我们中间，与我们一起来敬拜。